Hello everyone, my name is Lewis Sandler and I'm here in our lovely Beijing studios with...
Jessica.
Hi Jessica, how's it going?
Everything's fine.
Everything's great. Yeah. So this is podcast number 117, Origin of Words Podcast, where we go deeper into the meaning, the history of some words that you probably already know. For example, today we're going to talk about things that make you sick.
Wow, that sounds terrible.
Well, this is a great podcast, though, because these words are pretty common words in our everyday vocabulary. But the question is, where do they come from? Mm-hmm. So today we're going to start off with the word bacteria. Bacteria. Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What did the male bacteria say to the female bacteria?
Oh, I really don't think I know the answer.
Well, the male bacteria said to the female bacteria, let's forget about biology because we have chemistry.
Wow.
Yes. By the way, that was an inside science joke. Okay, now, the word bacteria comes from, if we go back in the 1800s, we find the Latin word bacterium, which that comes from the Greek word bacterion, which means small staff. And the small staff comes from, again, going back to the old Latin, baculum, which means a rod or a walking stick. And the reason for that is because if you look under a microscope, they look like rods. They're rod-shaped. And the modern definition or the modern word as a scientific word was in 1838, or coined in 1838, by a German naturalist. His name was Christian Gottfried Ehrenberg. And he called these words bacteria because of their rod-shaped.
好, bacteria, 细菌。那么首是1838年由一位德国的自然学家引到这个 scientific, 就是这个自然科学当中去的一个单词。
Now, Jessica, let me ask you a question. Which is smaller, a bacteria or a virus?
Well, I think it's a virus.
You are right. A virus are the smallest and simplest life forms known. And they're sometimes about 10 to 100 times smaller than a bacteria. And let me ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these two, bacteria or virus, which one is considered to be a living organism? A bacteria or a virus?
I believe it's a bacteria.
You're right again. A virus is considered by most scientists to be non-living. And the virus is evil because it infects the cell of the host. It could be a plant, an animal, or a human. And I said one more question, but this is really one more question.
Mm-hmm.
True or false? There are good bacteria and bad bacteria.
True.
Right again.
Wow, I'm proud of myself.
Yes, yeah. Not just a translator, but a scientific mind. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, going on to this nasty word, virus. Virus generally means a venomous substance, and that comes from the Latin meaning poison or the sap of some plants, a slimy liquid. And if we continue going back even further, we have the Sanskrit, which is a form of Indian language, which is a visum, and visum means poison. And then if we go back even further than that, back to Old Latin, we get the Latin word viscum, which is a kind of sticky substance. The Greek word also is meaning poison. And if we come up to the present time, we have the modern meaning, which is an agent that causes infectious disease. And that was in reference to venereal disease, a sex disease, and that was in the 1700s. The modern sense of a computer virus wasn't until 1972.
Okay, virus, 病毒。以前的时候在其他的语言里它有各种各样子的意义在里头，那么在1728年呢，它就被引进作为这个能够引起疾病的一种物质。那么作为这个电脑病毒是从1972年开始这样叫的。
Now, moving up to another word, there's another evil word called toxin, which is a noun here, and toxin generally are produced by the bad bacteria inside the host, usually an animal, or it could be a plant, or it could be a human. And if we look at the adjective form toxic, that comes from the 1660s, from the French toxique, or from the Latin toxicus, which means poison. And then if we go back further, back into the Greek form of this word, we get toxikon, which also means poison, and that was used quite frequently to put on the tips of arrows to kill the animal or the enemy. And then we go back even further, back to Latin again, Old Latin, which is the form of the word called taxus, again, meaning poison. So we can't escape this word toxin or toxic, meaning some form of poison.
我们说了细菌，说了病毒，那么下面这个 toxin 是毒素的意思。那么这个毒素呢，尤其是说可能是由这个动物在动物的体内产生的一种细菌。
Now,a common word, a very popular word, and a word that's getting a lot of negative media attention is the word antibiotic. Antibiotic is an adjective, and it refers to the destructive to microorganisms. So in 1894, we have the French antibiotique. I hope the French listeners won't criticize me too much. And then, of course, we have the word anti, meaning against, and biotique, meaning microbial life. Of course, you can see the word bio in there, meaning life. If we go back to the Latin, we get bioticus, or bioticus, meaning, again, life. And as a noun, it was first recorded in 1941 from the United States microbiologist Selman Waksman, who discovered streptomycin. And basically, as an adjective, it's in the sense of not from living organisms. So it's against the living organism. So basically, it kills some forms of bacteria and virus. And as we know from the media, they've been overused, and now some of these viruses and bacteria are very clever, and they're outrunning. We can say there's a marathon, and they're outrunning the antibiotics.
Okay, 在说这个词之前，刚刚要修正一下，刚刚的 toxin, 它是这样子的，它是由动物体内的细菌所产生的一种毒素。那么 antibiotic 是指抗生的、抗菌的，这个就是现在大家所诟病的那些链霉素一类的抗生素，就是 这种 by antibiotics。那么这个呢，就是大量使用之后可能也会杀死一些好的细菌。那么非常，而且这些细菌和毒素在和这些抗生素在不断的在赛跑，所以说现在新的病毒、新的毒素不断的在出现。
And our last word today is germ. And as a noun, the evolution of this word has gone through a few different forms. And that was a kind of pun because a germ here in the 1400s means to spread or to bud out and to create a new organism.So that's the original meaning of the word germ. It comes from the Middle French language, meaning germe, which means bud or seed or fruit. And then we go back again a little further back in time to the Latin, meaning germen, again meaning to sprout, to spring out.And however, for this podcast, the harmful part of this word germ wasn't actually recorded until in the late 1800s, 1871, and it referred to a harmful microorganism, meaning that it went from something in general to something harmful. And then, of course, we have germ warfare as a negative kind of warfare. And the theory of germ, the germ theory of disease, again, was caused by these harmful microorganisms, too small to see without a microscope. The word germ itself may refer not just to bacteria, but to any type of harmful microorganism. And that brings us back to that nasty word virus. So there it is again. And also, of course, there could be a fungus. So there are different types of germs hanging around, just waiting to strike.
好 germ.一开始的 germ 的意思是指胚芽，后来呢发展到了被称为细菌，也就是说一些有害的微生物。那么现在的这个 germ 它不仅仅是指这个 bacterium 这种细菌，它有可能是任何一种其他的能够引起，尤其是能够引起疾病的一些微生物，比如说真菌，比如说一些原生的生物或者是一些感染性的蛋白质等等。
Okay, so those are some common words that we probably know at least a little bit about, and hopefully we now can look at them in a different light, at least in terms of the history of the word. So that was podcast 117, and we're going to continue with 118 soon.Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have any ideas about what you would like to, for us to research, give us an email, chinalewis@yahoo.com, and we'll be happy to accommodate you. If you have any comments, suggestions about what we did today, also chinalewis@yahoo.com. We'll put some of these information on the homepage so that you can do further research if you want to. And of course, you can download any of these podcasts. We have almost 7 years of podcasts.And hundreds of words. So feel free to download any of these going back 7 years. And we have a holiday coming up. I don't know if we can get to it. It's called Qingming Festival. And in honor of our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so any last parting words for our fans?
Have a good day.
Okay, and I guess we'll sign off now from our Beijing studios. This is Origin of Words, Louis and Jessica, and we'll say
再见。
Okay, let me shut this off.